The Bo Thompson Morning Show on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT.
News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT on this Wednesday, May 5th. And you know what happens on hump days. On this show, we bring on our cybersecurity expert, Teresa Payton, founder of Fortalist Solutions, and still getting lots of great feedback, as I do every time she's in studio. But she joined us, I guess, a week ago today, right here in the Ty Boyd studio from 9 to 10. And we will definitely do that again. But thank you, as always, for the in-person visit and every conversation that we have, wherever it is.
Oh, I really look forward to our time together. And we cover just amazing topics every time we get together. So I'm looking forward to this morning's conversation.
Well, no shortage of topics. That's never a problem. Content when you and I talk, because people have questions and news stories. And one big story that actually may resolve itself before I'm off the air today, shortly past 9 a.m., we're expected to get an announcement about President Trump and his future on Facebook. Now, he's been banned from Facebook. He's been banned from Twitter. I guess I should use the word he's been suspended from Facebook, because today the what's called the Facebook Oversight Board will announce their decision about whether or not he will be allowed back on, like I said, in just a little while. What do you make of this? I still have a hard time getting my arms around who exactly is on this committee and how it actually happens. Is this going to be are they going to Facebook Live the decision about someone's Facebook fate here?
Yeah, this is going to be a formality of the current situation. And I mean, the one thing I will say is I have been calling for transparency by the social media companies, that when they make decisions to flag something, to ban something, to suspend an account, to not suspend other things, that they need an outside governance board and they need transparency. And so that's what they're doing here. We may or may not like what they have to say today. I think they're basically just going to make it permanent that he's banned. But what's interesting is you can't ban somebody who has a group of followers who will end up posting things about him, things that he says anyhow. It just won't come directly from Trump. So my take on this is Facebook will just formally say he's banned from Facebook.
And he seems to maybe know that too, or at least anticipate it, because yesterday he made an announcement. Now, different people are saying different things about this, but if you go on his website, he has what some are calling a platform from the desk of Donald J. Trump. And if you go to his website, there's this section where now he's posting messages. Now, it's not interactive from the standpoint that you can answer back like you can on Twitter, but as you and I have talked about off the air, that doesn't stop people from going to his page and then I guess you wouldn't call it a retweet, because it wouldn't be something that originated on Twitter, but what's to stop somebody from going to Trump's page, his website, at donaldjtrump.com/desk and screenshotting it typing it? And then does it show up on Twitter and Facebook, and do they then censor that?
Well, this is going to be very interesting to watch, Bo. What I found very striking about his website, besides the fact that you can buy merchandise and you can contribute, but so it looks more like a political website, is every single individual post, whether it's a video or a post from him or a post about him on that site, has a little box to the right, and you can choose to post that specific post from him or from the site to Facebook or Twitter. So what'll be interesting is if Facebook and Twitter start to suspend or start to flag those posts.
I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. Right to the right of the message is the Facebook symbol, the Twitter symbol, a heart symbol, I guess, so you can like it on this format. I'll read you what it says here. The most recent post, actually the most recent post is a video from President Trump that he posted, but the most recent text form says, this was at 11:28 on May 3rd, says, heartwarming to read new polls on big shot warmonger Liz Cheney of the great state of Wyoming. She is so low that her only chance would be if vast numbers of people run against her, .. So my point being is that very much looks like the traditional President Trump tweet that we were so used to during his existence on that social media platform. So if people are wanting to see Trump the way they have been so used to Trump, it exists now on his platform. But I guess in the coming days, we're going to find out whether they can, you know, they can take this out and forward it the way I guess they want to.
Yeah, I mean, he may basically be using his support base to crowdsource putting his message on Facebook and Twitter. And you're right. When you look at the date and time stamp, though, it's not as rapid fire as it used to be some mornings when, you know, sort of be making the news, some of the posts. But there are several per day. So he definitely is reaching out to get his message out directly to people on what he's thinking about.
So to switch the subject here, you were tagged in a Twitter post a few days ago. You brought this to my attention. I'll read it. It says, "Dear Sir or Madam, welcome to the first step in discovering opportunities at Amazon. We want to make sure you're prepared to apply for positions as a secret customer. It's our part-time work. Or it is a part-time and work-from-home job. Our company will pay you almost $400 for each completed assignment. And then at the bottom, if you're interested, please fill the details out below. Name, address, state, zip, phone, age, gender, current job." This is obviously a scam, but you were tagged on this, and it's an example of something you've warned us about for a good bit in recent weeks. You know, people trying to cash in or, you know, parlay people's fears about working from home or having the opportunity to work from home.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to apply for a job at Amazon, because it mentions Amazon as one of the potential places, go to their website directly. Go to staffing centers. And here's the thing about something like this. You know that people will fall for it because a lot of people want to be able to earn either a full-time job or part-time employment. And this sounds like a really great opportunity. You get paid to apply for a job. Wow, sign me up for that. And if it sounds too good to be true, it most likely is.
Teresa Payton, our cybersecurity expert, joins me each week and then every once in a while in studio. Thanks so much, as always. Have a great day.
You too, Bo. Be safe out there.